This week's Torah reading of Tzav opens with the Olah sacrifice. Now, I know that temple sacrifices seem totally irrelevant to our times. We'll get back to that. The 9th century Jewish source Midrash Tanhuma says that it's this Olah sacrifice that drives the rebuilding of Jerusalem today. The Midrash says, En Tzion v'Yerushalayim nivnot ele bezchut korban Olah shayu Yisrael makrivim. Zion and Jerusalem are not rebuilt except through the merit of the Olah sacrifice that the Israelites would offer. It's referring to the constant Olah offering, that's the Olah Tatamid, that was brought daily. Why is the constant Olah singled out? What's special about it? Rabbi Avraham Yitzchak Kook explains that most sacrifices are purchased by an individual and brought to atone for a transgression he made or for some thank you offering that he has to do. The constant Olah is purchased from a fund to which every man in Israel contributed. It's a national offering. This joint effort in unity drives the rebuilding of Jerusalem 2,000 years later. Because the nation stood behind this daily sacrifice, it creates a spiritual momentum that plays out now with the rebuilding of Jerusalem in our time. Today too, if every Jew, wherever he is, stands behind our collective return to Zion by coming, by donating, by connecting in some way, this too will merit great things through the force of our unity. Now let's get back to those sacrifices. This whole Torah reading about temple sacrifices seems painfully irrelevant and disconnected from our times. There's burning issues out there. We have a corona pandemic. We have people being slaughtered and made homeless in the world. We have financial issues facing us. And we Jews are spending time learning verses like, and the priest puts on his linen robe and his linen trousers and lifts the ashes from the altar. Can't we do better than that? Can't the Torah be more relevant? To answer that question, I call to witness Bill Gates, who gave a talk in March 2015, and here's what he said.
If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus rather than a war.
He even stated,
You can have a virus where people feel well enough while they're infectious that they get on a plane.
Now, back in 2015, Bill Gates' talk seemed like a lone, irrelevant voice. The fact is that nobody listened to him. Now, just 5 years later, his seemingly inconsequential words incredibly predicted the corona pandemic that we are facing now. At the end of his talk, he gave a call to action.
So I think this should absolutely be a priority. There's no need to panic, but we need to get going.
I put it to you that the Jewish Bible is at least as prophetic as Bill Gates, and the temple too will become a daily headline in our lives. No need to panic, but let's get going and familiarize ourselves with this topic and begin to get accustomed to the concept of a rebuilt Jerusalem temple. Shabbat Shalom from Beit El. Hey, remember to subscribe to our channel. If you just put your cursor over the button, click on the subscribe button, it helps YouTube promote our videos more and more. Thanks for your help.